not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself.
You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba.
Because the revolution will not be televised.
As we just heard, the Black Power movement had an artistic branch known as the Black Arts Movement, which had its heyday in the late 60s and early 70s. The term Black Arts was coined by the poet Amiri Baraka. He argued for cultural sovereignty through art making that refused to assimilate to mainstream white norms.
We want a black poem and a black world. Let the world be a black poem.
The Bay Area was a hub for artists involved with the Black Arts Movement, with Marcus Books opening in 1960, Black Arts West Theater Company in the Fillmore in San Francisco, and Oakland's Dimensions Dance Theater, which this year celebrates 40 years of presenting African and African-derived dance. KLW's Jen Sheehan has more.
The pulse of drums spills out onto the street from an upper window of the Malanga Cascalord Center for the Arts, a big Art Deco building in the Lakeside District of Oakland. Inside that third-story studio, a battery of eight drummers is lined up against one wall of the room, vibrating the air with their music. 12 dancers, men and women all dressed in black rehearsal clothes, move with fierce and graceful undulations through the space. They dance all together, totally synchronized, then suddenly break out into individual gestures, hip shakes, stepping and stomping. This is Dimensions Dance Theater, one of the oldest African-American dance companies in the country. They had their first full season in 1973. Most dance companies don't stay in business that long. Dance is not a highly funded art form. Deborah Vaughn, artistic director of Dimensions, says that when she looks back at the history of the company, the beginning looks a lot like today.
As in, started with struggle, and the struggle goes on. It's a challenge. But one of the things that, I guess, keeps you motivated is, like, the work itself.
That work is exploring and presenting African and African-derived dance. Vaughn has been doing it since she was a young girl growing up in Oakland. When she was 12, a friend told her about Ruth Beckford's modern and Afro-Haitian dance classes run through the city's Parks and Rec Department.
And I found that it was something that I loved doing. The dancing, the movement, the history, the theater.
Vaughn went on to study modern, ballet, West African, South African, and Central African dance forms. She went to Mills College for a graduate degree in dance in the early 70s, pretty much at the height of the Black Arts movement. At that time, artists all over the country were celebrating blackness, digging into African American history and culture, and exploring the roots of that culture from Africa itself. Here's the poet Nikki Giovanni from an album she did in 1971 with the New York Community Choir.
I was born in the Congo. I walked to the Fertile Crescent and built the Sphinx. I designed a pyramid so tough that a star that only glows every 100 years falls into the center, giving divine, perfect light. I am bad. I am so hip. Even my errors are correct.
At Mills, Deborah Vaughn and fellow graduate student Ellender Barnes were studying the roots of African-American dance forms, and they wanted to use that material in their thesis concert. They choreographed dances using modern, jazz, and Haitian forms and mixed them with spoken word.
What we were trying to do in that concert is just show the diversity of, like, dance that was African-based.
The concert was so successful that people approached them later to ask when the next show would be. So Vaughn and Barnes, along with their fellow dance grad student Shirley Brown, founded Dimensions Dance Theater. They also started a school to train dancers for the company. But money was tight and funding was scarce. So Vaughn says once they left Mills, they danced wherever they could.
Hither and yon. We had been in several churches.
And other locations not necessarily made for dance. From the beginning, Dimensions focused on a range of styles, Haitian, modern, jazz, and even ballet. This was pretty unusual and still is today.
I think that what happens with the arts is a microcosm of the macrocosm. And so what you see in the arts is like, you know, probably what is mainstream, and like, you know, we're not mainstream.
Since then, Dimensions has premiered over 50 evening-length dance works. That's a lot for a company its size. Many of these pieces were choreographed and directed by Vaughn herself, but the company has also collaborated with many other artists. They ranged from early pieces like My People, set to the poetry of Langston Hughes, to Common Ground, a collaboration with the Lily Kai Chinese Dance Company that brought African and Chinese dance forms together. Vaughn has collaborated with master musicians like South African horn legend Hugh Masekela, percussionist John Santos, and the late Bay Area jazz trumpeter Khalil Shahid. They've also been running free and low-cost youth programs for 20 years and a junior company that has performed throughout the U.S. Through it all, Vaughn says Dimensions has stayed true to its original mission.
The company came together to preserve and perpetuate African and African-derived dance forms. And so to that end, I think that, you know, we are following, you know, our mission in bringing those things to stage.
That commitment is shown in the piece that will premiere at Dimension's 40th anniversary celebration. It's called Rhythms of Life, Down the Congo Line. The choreography highlights the way that original dances from the Congo have traveled around the world, in this case to Brazil, Cuba, and New Orleans.
What I wanted to do was to bring those dances to the stage to show their connection, but what I also wanted to do was to bring communities together.
Vaughn says that even though many kinds of cultural dance are practiced in the Bay Area, true cross-collaboration is not that common. So she commissioned four different choreographers to make the different sections of the piece. Exuberant and joyous Congolese dance by Hervé Makaya. The intense Afro-Cuban Palo to Connect to Ancestors by José Cheo Rojas. Celebratory New Orleans Second Line by LaTanya Tigner. And fierce Brazilian Makulele, Danced with Sticks, by Isaura Oliveira. Oliveira says this kind of collaborative performance is unusual for her. But it also seems like a natural outgrowth of teaching at the Malonga Center, where Dimensions is based, and where many styles of dance are taught.
We walk through the halls and see each other's class, and then we visit each other. We go depth, oh, this movement, oh, we have this movement on the Makulele. Oh, we have this kind of the shins and look like this. So it is around and surround and among us, you know, alive.
Tonight we are here to celebrate, to use our bodies in service of our people, because dance still means we who believe in the push and pull of the universe. Dance.
In the steamy rehearsal studio, Oakland poet Marvin White recites an incantation as the dancers slowly move into place for the next section.
Dance still means we who are celebrating so children can see us in an act of love. Death is not the hand.
Standing off to one side, Deborah Vaughn watches as her dancers stomp, leap, and glide across the floor. And from the rapt attention on her face, it's clear that 40 years has not dimmed her enthusiasm for this.
When it comes to the African diaspora, I mean, it could just go on forever, you know?
In Oakland, I'm Jen Cheehan for Cross Currents.